This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lots of things to talk about, as usual. We're actually on top of things, but if you listen to this program with any regularity, you know we are on top of things as we get into another hour of the Wednesday, May 18th DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner, the lunar. We're talking about going into outer space and UFOs and all that sort of thing. There's a article in Popular Science Magazine. I know a lot of you read a lot of different things. I like to expand my knowledge, so I read Hordes Agriculture. I'm sure none of you probably, well, the farmers ever heard of Hordes. Lady, you ever hear of Hordes Agriculture?
No. Yeah, did you see their swimsuit edition?
Yeah. It's about dairying. Been in publication for a long, long time. So I like to look at that, popular
dairying,
science.
Dairying as in like a verb? You've made that
yes.
a verb?
Yes, dairying. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Dairy as in dairy, but if you are running a dairy, you are dairying. Okay? Got it?
All right.
All right. Popular Science Magazine depicting the colonization and even the growing of crops on Mars. Reminds you of a scene out of The Martian. Remember when the Martian was...
He got potatoes.
He was growing potatoes out of his own poop.
The poop potatoes.
Yeah, the poop potatoes. Right, exactly. So this article cites Isaac Asimov's book, To the Martian, The Red Planet. And so this is on the minds of people. It's certainly on the mind of, what's-his-face from Tesla, Musk. He's planning, he's got there. People ask him all kinds of questions, and he always has an answer, a really good answer. Yeah, we'll be growing plants on Mars, the soil there. I mean, how do you know? Nobody knows what the soil really is like on Mars. We just start, yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, but I think last week, actually, and maybe this is connected to the article you're talking about, but they did successfully grow a plant in Martian soil.
In Martian soil, yeah, I know it. No, well, yeah. No, it was soil from the moon, not from, I don't think it was from Mars. I think if you check it out. The first plant
one of the,
grown,
I don't know, one of the, yeah,
moon.
It's the yeah. first time that they were able to make something grow
Wait a minute.
In
Hold on a second.
Soil.
This is a landmark. This is the first time I can remember, ladies, where I have actually been right and Victoria needed to be corrected. You, is there, have there
what?
Been any
You correct
moments?
Me constantly. What are you talking
yeah.
about?
No, I don't correct
are
you.
Are you on drugs that. Today?
No. Yeah, of course. That's a actually.
You're right. It's lunar soil. I just wanted to fact check you to make sure you were.
Thank
right.
you.
I said Martian because, like,
right
to me that's
again.
All the same.
Last night I was invited
like
to a dinner, a group of 200 men and women who get together every spring to celebrate really good things in our community, and so we all belong to this sort of club. It's called the 200 Club, and last night was a whiskey tasting dinner, and so I went to the dinner. And there were four different kinds of whiskey that come from down in your neck of the woods, Jay, somewhere in Kentucky and Tennessee where bourbon, isn't that where bourbon is distilled? Down
yeah,
there?
Bourbon is Kentucky. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, okay. So anyway, we were asked to test all four of these different brews to give the brewer an idea of what we thought. And so they went around the room and asked various people. And so, you know, I'm making faces. I sniff it, and I have a little sip of one, and then I look at the other one, and I'm with a bunch of friends, and they all know I don't drink. So we were just we were all kind of laughing at each other. And one of the fellows across from me had a beer bottle. And so he, as an experiment, took all of the whiskey, poured it into the beer bottle, and
Ew.
Then drank it.
Does your friend have a problem?
I'm guessing that's at the end of the night, right?
Yeah. Jeez.
All right. Anyway, and mix that with your cheese and whatever. Speaking of cheese.
Did you enjoy the whiskey?
No. Not at all. No.
I can't drink brown liquor. I can't even swallow it. It's too strong.
Nope. Okay. Moving along here. The latest from the White House is of focus. I think this was after Biden went to Buffalo, right? We're now facing an epidemic of gun violence. Hello, you're just waking up to this now? This has been going on for decades. Is it getting better? No. So, but Biden and his wife went to put a wreath on the, didn't they go to put a wreath on the place where the, where all those people
yeah,
died?
Yeah, they were up in Buffalo, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And did they do anything else there other than go over
know.
To where the shootings
they
took place?
They gave a speech. I mean, he went and visited and gave a speech. And unfortunately, you know, it's kind of more of the same stuff, which is, you know, going after Republicans and guns. And it's like, I just don't think it's helpful. You know, there's dead people. I don't know. I really feel like Republicans don't go after Democrats in the same way when stuff like
what?
This happens.
Time
and it does.
People stop.
Nobody blamed Bernie Sanders for the almost murder of Ziz Khalees. Nobody blamed Obama for the police officers that were getting hunted after he made controversial comments about the police. And it was directly tied to that. People, you have to realize that there are crazy people in this world. And I think until our country's
well,
really
the power
serious,
of suggestion.
I get, but,
well,
you know, maybe, but
this,
how many
yeah.
people listen to the power of suggestion all the time? How many people play video games and
well,
don't
some
make
people
order,
can take
yeah,
it
how
more
many,
than others can?
I mean, I'm how susceptible many, to the power of suggestion. I buy everything that Instagram tells me to buy, but I don't murder someone. And I don't, like,
and I think that's a little different
out theories.
Because you're not mentally ill. And that's what I'm getting at, is that until our country, I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of all the politics on both sides of the aisle, because until anybody's ready to have a serious talk about
well, it's like
illness,
the education system, Jennifer.
It's never going to get
it doesn't
fixed.
Work. We don't have, it's we have a lot of things that just don't work. And why, if we're the supposedly the best country in the world in most every respect, then why is it these things aren't being dealt with? That's a question
I mean,
that really doesn't
the bigger
have an
story, like the bigger story in California, unfortunately, just because geographically it happened here, I mean, we've been paying a lot of attention to this church shooting where a mm-hmm. Chinese guy drives from Las Vegas. Why does he drive from Las Vegas? To kill Taiwanese people, because it's
can't
politically
find
motivated
in Las Vegas?
And because, no, I mean, I don't know why he chose this church and they're not really being forthcoming about that. But like, what made him snap? There are plenty of Chinese and Taiwanese people living together. What made him snap? Until we deal with this stuff and until we realize mm-hmm. that many times law enforcement is now hearing about this and somehow we're not charging people. If this kid, and he's an adult murderer now, had been charged when he threatened to blow up his school, he would have not been able to purchase a gun.
Right.
He would have been in the system. He would have had to have follow-up with social workers. And what happened? He wasn't charged. And so, you know,
and
we're creating
the parents,
our own
too.
Problems.
Because, you know, everyone's now thinking, well, what were his parents thinking?
Right.
His parents thought he was in college, and they tracked his phone once and found that he was nowhere near college, and that's how they found out he was lying. But apparently, for 6 months or so, he had been planning all this stuff and stashing guns and stuff in his room. And
wrote 180 pages of manifesto?
Yeah, his parents didn't know, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
He was driving up there? I mean, that's what I'm getting at. We can blame Tucker Carlson because it's fun, and, you know, it's great to try to take down the other guy. Or we can blame Rachel Maddow and it's fun and we can take her down. But guess what? That's not going to bring those people back and it's not going to stop the next one. So until we figure out what's going to stop the next one,
well, until we start
that's
thinking
dealing
for
with the
ourselves.
Real issue. And nobody
training
wants to deal with it.
People how to think instead of what to think. Did Joe Biden say that whites would be a minority and that's a good thing?
Yeah, in 2017. Mm-hmm.
He said that?
In
why are we bringing that
up? Well,
oh,
he said this a while ago. He said by 2017, whites will be a minority, and that's a good thing. He said that. That was, I think, from his history. I can't remember. Probably 10 years ago.
There's some context missing there. But also, that is literally what every census expert has said for decades. That, and I forget the year. The year tends to change.
I don't think the expert said it was a good thing. I think they just made it factual.
No, I'm saying, what I'm saying is that is a fact, that white, mm-hmm. there are, and it's going to be Hispanics. It's not black people. It's more Hispanics,
yeah. Hispanics.
In this
yeah.
country that are,
right.
you know, yeah, yep. that's the yeah. just gonna, that's just a fact.
All right, so they're coming in places like this new tunnel that's been discovered linking Tijuana to San Diego. Every time the border officials find a tunnel, they blow it up. And as soon as you say lickety split, there's another one being dug.
So
I don't understand how they build these tunnels so that they're structurally sound mm-hmm. and they don't collapse. I mean, this one that you're talking about is the one that went from Tijuana up to like San Diego, right?
Yeah.
And this one, when you look at the pictures, this is like steel reinforced.
It's like a coal.
It had electricity
like
in
a coal
railway.
Mine.
Yeah, yeah.
It had like a railway system.
It's got ventilation system. It had reinforced walls. It's the length of 6 football fields, and it went from a warehouse in Mexico to an industrial area outside of San Diego in San Diego County, and they recovered like $25 million worth of stuff. They had 1,700 pounds of cocaine, 165 pounds of meth, 3.5 pounds of heroin, all kinds of stuff. And they're good at tunneling, though, these cartels. Look at how they tunneled El Chapo out of prison. Remember that one?
Yeah.
And they had like a rail system down there to like tool him right out of his jail cell.
Maybe we can learn something from them. I noticed that Pete Buttigieg has suggested we spend $5 billion now to enhance our roads because the number of people being killed on the roads has increased over the last 5 years. People dying on U.S. roadways, actually the last year or so.
Pedestrian deaths are just horrible. Oh my,
well, that's
like
because
every local
kids
news
on the devices walk out in the middle of the street and they get run over by a bus.
And same with the drivers.
It's the drivers on.
Everybody's on their device, pedestrians and drivers alike.
You just admitted you talk on your cell phone. You're not. That's illegal.
To whom are you talking
to? Do that.
Who are you talking to? Huh?
You. Yeah. What, if you see Doug in his pickup truck on his phone, flag him. It's illegal.
Flag.
And I mean, but yes, pedestrian deaths are up because it's a combination. People don't pay attention, but it's also I've seen so many drivers almost hit people who are legitimately in the crosswalk. And I live in a state in New Jersey where you have to yield to pedestrians. That's the law. And it doesn't matter how fast you're going. If someone is in a crosswalk and you don't stop, you get a major moving violation.
Yeah,
and people are plowing right through them, and they're hitting people. It's really bad.
And one of the problems around here is the homeless. I was driving home on Saturday. It was kind of late. And I was at a stoplight getting ready to turn left. And this guy comes in the middle of the street and goes, bam, on my car and puts his hand out, like, into my window, like he wanted to, you know, he wanted money. Scared the bejesus out of me.
Ugh.
And I think even more and more of that, you get people, back to mental illness, you have people who are just wandering through the streets. And then you have someone, poor schmuck like me, who if I hurt anybody, I'd feel guilty about it my entire life.
Right.
Well,
or you have
there's
drunk
also
people
a business
in Nashville falling off the sidewalks into the street.
Yeah.
We have found here... the mayor did a study, because we have panhandlers here in Framingham as well. The average panhandler is making $300 a day on the corner of 405 and Port. Yeah. So why would you not want to do that? And they can't get rid of them because there's a law, there's no law that says you can't do it. 18 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian,
I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Clearly, the hospitalizations are down. The deaths in hospitalizations for COVID-19 are dramatically down. But where we are, whether this pandemic has moved to an endemic and something we can live with, this is a big question which we're all hoping for. We now have, fortunately for so many of us, the availability of home testing.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Marilyn Monroe is dead, but yet there are so many things about her and her life that continue to live on, including the continuing focus on Kim Kardashian wearing the dress. What we will address that dress and the entrail that's following it after this.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Jay, there is a lot of comments still about Kim Kardashian wearing the dress Marilyn Monroe made famous, singing to Mr. President. And so now, as usual, people who have nothing better to do in their lives want to talk about how this was a big mistake.
This opinion matters because this is the costume designer who actually sketched the dress that was then made. Bob Mackey, he's weighing in on this, and he's chiming in that on the camp of it was a big mistake. Marilyn Monroe stood naked while this dress was basically made around her, so that way it like fit every curve perfectly. And he's saying that no other person should have ever worn this dress.
Well, Kim pulled it off, and they weren't even allowed to alter one single stitch, so good for Kim.
Yeah, she looked fantastic. Well, and I personally, my opinion is, I would like to see this happening with more outfits, because they are such iconic, there are so many iconic outfits out there that it's like, let's honor them, let's bring them back into focus, because nobody was talking about this Marilyn Monroe dress anytime recently.
They've forgotten about it.
Yeah.
Part of the culture, and it's been
let's honor
also,
it. It's not,
no one knew where it came from, but now we know it was in the museum, the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum down in Florida, so now people can actually see the dress that Marilyn and Kim wore. I think it's good for business for them. I don't know. I just think that, you know, I get Bob Mackie's, you know, he's Bob Mackie, but I don't know. I think if he had a chance to work with Kim and design something for her, he should do it. You know, I don't know. I don't like the fashion. The fashion world is so snobby anyway, and I don't think we need that. And I think it's really, I thought it was really fun and cool that Kim was able to wear such an iconic dress. But, like, come on, Bob Mackie. Get over
yourself. Well, and she only wore it very briefly on the red carpet. She changed into a replica. But also that, that jacket kind of thing that she had hanging off of her arms was because she couldn't get it fully zipped in one area. And so they did no alterations for it. She didn't make the dress fit her body. She tried to make her body fit that dress. And, again, how many people did not even know that dress existed, like Gen Zers or whatever, that now are fully aware of it? Let's do that with more outfits.
Sarah, round of applause for that. 28 after the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, reviens de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working on site.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Sticker shock is soaring at the gas pump. Gas prices jumping another 4 cents. AAA now putting the national average at $4.56 a gallon. That's 16 cents higher than last week. This as the price of diesel remains $1.40 more than it was last year at $5.57 a gallon on average. And Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, tells Fox News, high diesel prices affect everyone.
We hear this all the time from our truck drivers, whether they're doing the 18-wheelers, the big rigs, or they're doing delivery to grocery stores. The impact of fuel is driving up the cost of everything.
Twitter says it plans to complete its $44 billion deal with Elon Musk after a meeting Tuesday night with the Securities and Exchange Commission. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Pennsylvania Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman wins the Democratic nomination for state senate while recovering from a heart operation following a stroke. His wife, Giselle Fetterman, delivers the victory speech.
It's not just that John looks nothing like a politician and is deliriously handsome. It's because John doesn't act like one. At heart, he's still that hardworking, scrappy, small-town mayor. He wants to know the people he's serving. He feels a responsibility to each and every one of them.
A Chinese plane crash that killed 132 people may have been an intentional nosedive. The China Eastern Alliance flight crashed into a mountain in South China back in March, killing 123 passengers and 9 crew members. A report in the Wall Street Journal says a probe into the crash indicates that someone in the cockpit had put the Boeing 737 into a near-vertical nosedive. Records show the plane was cruising at 29,000 feet before it suddenly plummeted into the side of a mountain. The NBA is joining the fight to bring Brittney Griner back from Russia. Commissioner Adam Silver saying he's working with the WNBA commissioner to get the Phoenix Mercury player out of a Russian prison. Griner arrested in February after an airport security guard allegedly found marijuana in her luggage. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good old Get the Tea. Remember we used to have them as advertisers? Get the Tea, Get the Tea, GotTheTea.com. Yummy stuff. I sip it all the time. Good for my head, good for my throat, good for my body. Tea is really very good anyway, all the way around, I think, isn't it? And does that go for all teas? Or is it green tea and black tea and... Oh, they're different.
Yeah, the herbal teas are
flavors.
Really good.
Herbal tea. Yeah, you drink it all the time?
Yeah, I love green tea. Matcha. Matcha's my favorite. I don't really like the fruity teas or any of, like, the flavored kind of teas. Not my jam. Unsweet, like oversweet, every day.
Yeah. Sweet, sweet, sweet for me. I'll put ice cream in tea. That makes it taste really good. As long as we're in this department, let's do some food news, ladies. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Mars Wrigley. That's a new company. They've joined forces, announcing they have issued a recall of a lot of candy because of metal pieces in the bag with the candy. Wow, this is wonderful, huh? Mars Wrigley says the recall includes Skittles, Starbursts, Lifesavers, all of the things. I love Lifesavers. We were talking, Jennifer has a sore throat this morning. There's nothing better to soothe your throat than to have to have Lifesavers. And it's just really, I don't know, it's kind of something that I've been around all my life. I don't usually use, if I have a sore throat, I use Lifesavers to soothe my throat. I don't know what it does other than probably not too much in it that'll get rid of a sore throat, but it soothes your throat. Anyway, so all this stuff has been distributed not only around our country, but all around North America, Canada, Mexico, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So again, you wonder out loud, how is your quality control in your company if in fact you got this kind of stuff in the candy, in the wrappers? Oof.
It's horrible. Can you imagine, and these are all like gummy kind of candies, so you're especially not expecting something sharp and metal. I mean,
no, of course not.
Horrible.
Joining us now on the DJV program is one of the most famous people in the world. How do you like that for an introduction? Uri Geller is one of the most famous people in the world. How do you suppose you got to be one of the most famous people in the world?
Because I'm a very good friend of our extraterrestrial friends.
Okay, so what do you make of the, you love talking about UFOs. There's this big report, there was a hearing in the Senate or the House here yesterday in America trying to get to the bottom of UFO stuff. They weren't working too hard at getting to the bottom, did you think?
Look, Doug, first of all, the deputy director of the United States Naval Intelligence, whose name is Scott Bray, he has told Congress, I mean, this is, in my opinion, this is all my opinion, but it's really a joke that the UAP task force has no non-terrestrial origin wreckage from UAPs. That is absolutely, I mean, I was astonished when I heard that. Because I held one in my hand.
Well, of course.
I mean, this is crazy because Edgar Mitchell introduced me to Dr. Werner von Braun in a secret NASA base. Dr. Werner von Braun showed me, he opened his safe in his private office. In it was a metallic object. I've never seen a color of that nature before. And it was smooth. It was pearl-like, almost like with a rainbow reflecting. It was smooth. It was not from here. I told him immediately because Werner von Braun wanted me to put my hand on it and say, what do you feel, Uri? And I told him, it's not from here. He said, you're right. This is a piece of a UFO that crashed on planet Earth.
What's amazing about this is that you live in Israel and we can be talking about something that happened in America like you are here, like we're all citizens of the same place, which we really are. When you get right down to brass tacks, Earth, the planet itself, very small. We're not doing a great job of learning how to get along with one another. But you have these international or galactic experiences. One of the things they were asked yesterday was whether there was anything, I think the differentiation, Victoria, was land and water, right?
Yes, I don't know, if you saw that part of it, but so he was asked if there had been any wreckage that had been preserved from a crash on land, and he said no. And then the question was, well, what about a crash into a body of water? And he said, well, we'll have to wait for the classified meeting for that. So that was a definite yes.
Yeah, right. So
you see, because, if it wasn't for Dr. Werner von Braun, who was a Nazi in the past in Germany, he was basically a genius in rocket engineer and rocket developer who actually built the V-2, which took off from Germany, fell in England, and killed 9,000 people. But the Kennedy clan said, no, let's bring him to America. Let's use his brains. By the way, if you didn't know this, Doug, many Nazis were brought by the Americans to America without having to go to
the
Great
Wall. We seem to distinguish between good Nazis and bad Nazis. Although I do remember von Braun really not being a willing Nazi. He became a Nazi because if he didn't, he would have died. So I think there was that. I don't think he was a big supporter of Hitler or the Third Reich.
So So, you know, Werner von Braun took me to, I have photos of him, of my meeting with him in his office. I have a photo of him and me in the parking lot of his office. And he took me to a refrigerator room, a building that was concrete. Nothing was written on the building. A soldier left us in. We go down three flights. Werner von Braun tells me to put on a jacket, which was an Antarctica orange-colored jacket with a logo of NASA. He puts one on, and then he takes me around the corner, and we get to a huge metal refrigerator door, into a refrigerator room. He opens the door, leads me into the refrigerator room, and I fell off. I faint because of what I've seen there. So, hey, either I was duped, and all this was a Disneyland kind of, I don't know, psychological warfare preparation for something. But, no, I believe that what I've seen is real. And I think the American government is still hiding.
Of course they are. Absolutely hiding. Absolutely. So one of the other things, though, that came out yesterday was that some of the moon dirt that came back. Remember when they sent the unmanned explorer out to the moon, got dirt and brought it back again. They're growing food in the moon dirt now. Did you see that?
Yeah, but that's not, that's okay. Why do you think that's amazing?
Yeah, well, because it's not the dirt we grow stuff in. And the stuff that's out, that's on the moon, although it did come, the moon was used to be a piece of the Earth. But there's no atmosphere there, so you have to wonder, or at least I wonder, what impact that has on the quality of the dirt. Could be, you know, there's something with oxygen and nitrogen and water that we mix with the dirt here on Earth that makes things grow. But what's in the dirt that came from the moon?
Yeah, one more thing. I put on my Instagram a couple of days ago a photograph from the rover on Mars of that famous door. You can actually, I studied that door very carefully with some architects. And this is a door. And they're telling us it's not, it's some kind of a special illusion, you know, an optical illusion. It's not. That's a door. So you've got to,
Are you suggesting that the door, is this a door that you open in time travel when you walk through the door? That sort of thing?
Could be. I'm no prophet. I don't know.
I think you are.
There's definitely a door there, and it's to do with the extraterrestrial intelligence.
Right. We got it. So there we go. Another visit with Uri Geller, making us think about what's going on in the world. All right, Uri, talk to you again soon. Uri Geller, the author of numerous books. You can find him on Amazon.com. Also find out about his museum and what's going on in Tel Aviv. Fabulous. I'm very eager to go and check out the museum later this year. It's at Uri Geller, URIGELLER, UriGeller.com. On the DJV download, lots of rumors about Winona and whether she's going to go back on the road again. We talk about that on the latest podcast. Also, COVID and why North Korea has numbers out of control and whether or not the movie Rust is going to be produced after all. That and other things are part of the most recently available DJV Show podcast at djvshow.com, where you can get the whole program every day, all day. Just go to Doug to djvshow.com. Or you can get it at Doug Steffen Networks as well for the show all day, every day. And then the podcast available with snippets of the show, too. All that, again, on djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so here's something you'll talk about during the rest of the day. Helen Mirren, pretty much admittedly by most, is one of the great actresses of our time. And Harrison Ford, another one that we would admit to being one of the great influential actors of our time, are going to be in the new Yellowstone prequel. They're going to be throwing a lot of money at these people. The working title is 1932. And this is supposed to, is this just going to be streaming, or is this, where is this going to be?
Looks like Paramount Plus.
Just streaming, which, I don't know, is that a problem? I'd rather.
Well, that's where it is now. All of these Yellowstones, yeah, it's all on Paramount Plus.
Well, okay, well, I see it on commercial TV here. So, does that mean the Paramount Channel? Is Paramount
Channel? I guess
Channel,
it's the Paramount,
Paramount
Channel. Yeah, they're different things, but I don't know. Some of these sequels and prequels are tending to only be on the streaming
stream.
Because they need to drive people to it.
Yeah. All right, 10 before the hour here.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Nobody's going to remember this theme, so we get right to it.
It's no, they will.
What? That movie? Nah. Who's going to remember that? Braveheart. Because it's Scottish or the bagpipes or whatever? Is that why they remember it?
Yes.
You're telling me that you think the average person who heard this playing over the monitor in the grocery store would know it was from Braveheart?
Probably not. But I'm not average, so I know it.
You know that. Right. Okay. That we can agree on. All right. So Braveheart is our theme as we get started on Movie Moments. Here, Chuck Curry joins Victoria and Jay and I. All right, what's the scoop?
Well, it premiered this day, May 18, 1995, went on to win the Oscar for Best Picture, Best Director. It's a terrific movie. Like you said off air, it is a little violent. I mean, the scene when the villain cuts the throat of Mel Gibson's girlfriend in the movie is hard to watch, but it sets up a revenge storyline. And Mel Gibson... say what you want. The guy can direct. The guy is a great director.
Oh, yeah, he's a good movie. He's a good movie guy. All the way around. Absolutely he is. Yep. No question. All right. So I see Hocus Pocus 2 as a release date. The first footage has been released. Is this going to be a big draw?
I think it might be straight to Disney Plus, though. Am I wrong? I don't know.
Really?
It is. Yeah. It's just Disney Plus. Yeah, but that's what everyone expected, and they announced that it was going to just Disney Plus. But
so here's the deal, Doug. Sit in front of the biggest TV screen possible and watch Hocus Pocus 2.
I want to see this. The lady from Ted Lasso, Hannah Waddingham. I think she's she'd be interesting. What do you mean, oh boy?
Yeah, I knew that. I knew you were going to say that. No, now he's all interested, Chuck, because he likes Rebecca from Ted Lasso.
Yeah. By the way, really good reviews advance for Downton Abbey, A New Era.
Ah, fabulous.
Which is good. And on top of the really good reviews for Maverick, Top Gun, the next few weeks at the box office should attract people. Hopefully that will be the case.
Yep, absolutely. Do you see that Helen Mirren and Harrison Ford...
I thought, listen, I think, you know, we've been talking a lot over the last few years about the wave of streaming and the talent going. I mean, this is the pinnacle. When I read this yesterday, I said to myself, this is the absolute pinnacle and culmination of theatrical to streaming or cable. Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren to lead the cast of the second Yellowstone spinoff, 1932. The first spinoff film series with Sam Elliott is very popular in the original show Yellowstone with Kevin Costner, extremely popular. So that's a great franchise. But I was a little taken back when I heard these two leading that show.
Yeah,
but
again, big stars, Costner. And,
it's good writing, though. I mean, if you watch Yellowstone, that show is extremely well written and compelling. It's a really interesting
characters. You don't like them, a lot of them, but it's an interesting storyline. All right, so now the latest from Netflix is they've laid off 150 employees because of business needs. I thought that they went down a little, but they came back up a little bit. So is Netflix, are people going to say, Netflix is in trouble, I'm going to cancel my subscription or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, I think the average person has pays for four streaming networks a month. So I think Netflix is, anywhere.
What do you pay for?
I have Netflix, I have Disney Plus, I have Paramount, and I have a few others. Because I have them all in my icing parlor on a big TV, so I'm always rotating product when people are online waiting for ice.
So, Victoria,
what do you have them all?
We've got Hulu, we've got Disney Plus, Paramount Plus, Peacock, Netflix, HBO Max. Yeah,
what do you have? Let me ask you a question. What do you have for basic? I use YouTube TV now for
my basic cable.
Yeah, we've used YouTube TV.
It's fantastic. Yeah. We've used that for a couple years now. It's the best.
So can I get all the regular shows that I like to watch, like all the Dick Wolf shows on YouTube TV?
Yes. And all your local channels. Like if you want to watch your local news, it has that. It has all. It has the networks. It has a ton of stations. It has movies.
So I can tell Fios to post my whatever.
You can. Yeah. I mean, I pay $65 a month for YouTube TV.
Me too.
I don't get your internet, though, if you can't tell Fios.
Well, I have internet through Verizon, but that's all I have. I just have Verizon Fios for internet.
Okay.
But you can save a lot of money because cable's expensive.
Yeah, cable's way out of line. And they've lost a lot of they've lost a lot by attrition over the last 2 years with the innovation of these, Hulu and YouTube TV. One other bit of movie news. According to reports, Margot Robbie, big name in the business, is in discussions to take whatever her name is, Doug, you repeat it, to take over the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. She'll lead it.
Really?
That's interesting.
Yeah. All right, Chugger, 59 past the hour.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.